Owen Harper sat with his feet up on his workstation, feigning deep thought. He rolled a biro across his knuckles, catching it in his palm and sending it back again. Backwards and forwards, backwards and forwards. On its third pass, the pen caught his thumb and spun away, bouncing off the edge of his keyboard. It rattled on the corner of the desk and rolled across the floor, stopping beneath Toshiko Sato's chair. His gaze lifted from the floor to Tosh's shoe. Her foot tapped out the rhythm of some unheard tune. From the black leather, his eyes moved slowly up the curve of her calf to the trailing edge of the white coat, and finally over her shoulder to the television. The image on the small screen was brutal. A helicopter, a black gazelle spinning out of control against the molten sky. The tail fin blazed, leaving a flame wake trailing through the air behind it. The image feed cut seconds before the gazelle became a fireball, replacing death with the four faces of the damned, the pilot and his three passengers. Mid-twenties, utterly normal. They looked happy in the photos. Proud. He wondered what expressions they would have worn had they known those photographs would become their death masks. A map of the Brecon beacons followed a moment later. An angry red smear marked the place where the helicopter had gone down just north of Merthyr Tydfil. "Turn it up." "What?" Tosh said, not looking up from the algorithm she had been testing out for the last 6 hours. Her eyes were red-rimmed. She hadn't slept.
"Bloody hell. That's just brutal. What a way to go."
She craned her neck to see the screen. The cameras had returned to the anemic face of the newscaster in the studio. The woman tried to look like she wasn't just reporting another day's tragedy, no different from the ones she had read out that morning and the evening before and every day for the last week. It has been confirmed that the pilot and all three passengers were Environment Agency representatives returning from the site of a recent archaeological find in Breconshire. Investigators are on the scene, but it is still too early to say with any certainty the cause of the crash. This fresh tragedy comes less than a day after the death of Sir Giles Wallbridge, head of the Environment Agency's Species Recovery Programme dedicated to the protection of rare flora and fauna. The newscaster paused for a beat as the face of the victims returned to the screen. Tosh muted the sound.
"One accident's unfortunate, two, well, that's just careless," Owen said.
The sound of footsteps echoed down from the metal gantry. A moment later, the hydraulics of the blast door's mechanism steamed and hissed. Two sets of footsteps this time. Captain Jack Harkness entered the hub. He grasped the rails and half-bounced, half-slid down the short flight of metal steps. Yanto Jones followed three paces behind him, balancing a sheaf of papers and a styrofoam coffee cup as he negotiated the stairs.